the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We didn't get through all the stories we had in the first half hour. And in the first hour, we didn't get through all the great stories for this week, I should say. And there's so many that are important. The one I wanted to first discuss was the LDL level you should get. The data on statins and Zetia. Zetia is another drug that has a different mechanism of action for lowering cholesterol than statins. Zetia was found not to be effective at preventing coronary artery disease when it was given in a small dose and didn't lower the LDL. So this is a 13-year study, millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars spent by Merck to prove that their drug wasn't useless. And in fact, it did show a tremendous benefit when you got the LDL cholesterol down to 50. Now, whether that was down with statins, or whether it was down with Zetia plus a statin, or whether diet, exercise, and the SE diet, which often gets things in that way, that is nothing with a mother or face. These are things that can get you there, but the statins, They used an older statin, simvastatin. It's not as good an anti-inflammatory effect, and that's a big effect of the statin drugs. So if you've got coronary artery disease, there is a reason. There is a strong reason for you to go to and try and get a level of LDL around 50 or below. It is doable. There was a risk early on. It was worried, would you get mental dysfunction, because LDL cholesterol is important in nerve membrane transmission. There was a worry, would you get cancer, because it's important for immune. Neither of those in this huge study over 13 years, none of those crept up at a higher rate in the lower LDL group than in the higher LDL group. Going for a lower LDL is important. It appears in some people, and may even be one of the ways you can get a do-over and really reverse your coronary artery disease. Now, Dr. Esselstyn's diet that, of course, Bill Clinton is on, and many other people who are famous and have read about it, once they read about it, they go on it. It's very doable. Mrs. Esselstyn, Ann Cryle Esselstyn, came out with a great cookbook, show you how to cook this with great delight and delicious food. There even are a couple of ready-to-make food companies serving or sending most of the ingredients so you can be easily cooked. But in any case, nothing eating, nothing with a face or a mother, as Dr. Esselstyn said, does seem to reverse coronary artery disease. He published a series of the 203 people who've been on this for an average of about 4 years, and remarkable, over 90% did not have another event, whereas you would have expected about 20% a year to have an event. So really remarkable data from Dr. Esselstyn. And yes, I helped him review those cases, so my name is on the paper, and have to disclose that conflict. Now, one of the other things, we're coming up, by the way, with Gary Ginsberg, and he's got a set of excellent topics to talk to, one of which is the bad and the good, e-cigarettes and carcinogens. If you will, there this Japanese study which showed the level of carcinogens in e-cigarettes to be 8 to 10 times greater than those in regular tobacco. So we'll talk to Gary Ginsberg about that, as well as about smog control and a whole bunch of other things, and some good things about what's not toxic. And one of those things that isn't toxic is the subject we're just talking about, statins. One of the other articles this week that came out was from GlobalCan, Database of Cancer Incidence and Mortality, which looked at 184 countries. In this study that was published in Lancet Oncology, which is one of the great books that talks about cancer. Cancer is called oncology in the medical literature. It looked at obesity or excess body weight, and it said it's responsible for 480,000 new cancer cases per year. If you will, 111,000 of them were in the United States. That is, in the United States or Canada, 23% of all cancer cases in the United States were thought related to obesity. That's huge, and more in women than men. That's because of postmenopausal breast cancer and a rising, if you will, body mass index, or a rising obesity in the United States. So it may be that as many, if you look at it, it may be as many as 35% of cancers in women, 15% in men are due to obesity. That's huge. It also gives us a real target, and is the reason why, if you get those five things, we talk about the five things that Swedish men get or that nurses get. If you get those five targets, you have between an 80 and 90% lower risk of serious medical events between the ages of 50 or 80. It means you're the equivalent of 25 years younger. One of those five is a waist that's half your height. So getting that waist that's half your height, or normal BMI, BMI under 27, and that's body mass index. You can go on Google and find out all the ways of getting that, calculating that based on your weight and height. Don't cheat. You're only cheating yourself. So getting a body mass index under 27, or a waist that measured at your belly button, you put a tape measure around your belly button, suck in, you will anyway, that level should be, if you're 68 inches tall, that's 5 feet 8 inches tall, your waist should be under 34. That's what I mean by half your height. So that's the way of doing it. And if you do that, you avoid the risk, and it's a sizable risk, of obesity causing cancers. Let's go now to another one of the top subjects of the week. Let's see, Sonar, we've got about 3 minutes, so I'm going to take one of the wonderful things. Fewer than 18% of Americans still smoke cigarettes. We're at a new all-time low. We've never been under that. But remember, the goal for 2020 is 12%. Only one state meets that, California now. And no other state meets that. And in Ohio, because we haven't had money in tobacco prevention, we're actually increasing. We're the only state increased over the last 7 years. Horrible. But 18% of the United States smokes. It's mainly in poor populations. You say, they cost so much. How can poor populations? Well, poor populations are spending their money on smoking, unfortunately. Does e-cigarettes get you off? Not according to this other data. And it may be worse for your friends and your environment to do that. Are they right? The majority in the U.S. think gluten-free diet will boost health. The data is literally 1 in 250 of us has a gluten allergy, true place where your belly, your villi, your absorptive surface inside you, those little fingers that project inside your intestine, get smaller, and you malabsorb from getting gluten, which is one of the proteins in wheat, rye, and barley, and oats, obviously. So if you get that, if you have gluten in wheat, oat, and barley, 1 in 250. But 7% of people think they're intolerant. That is, they feel much better with it. Well, in fact, the majority of Americans, I think it was, I'm blanking on it, the exact number, but a huge number of people said they would feel better if they went on a gluten. That's more than 50% of us think we will feel better if we go on a gluten-free diet. The message for you is go gluten-free, see if you feel better. If you do, stay with it. When we come back, Gary Ginsberg, wonderful stories that Gary is going to talk about. The EPA is trying to tighten smog standards. Why?
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show that lets you take control of your health so you get to control your genes. No one else should. You get to control them, that you get to live longer, healthier, and younger, more vibrantly. And now my favorite part of the show is where Gary Ginsberg, the number one guy in the Connecticut Department of Health. Boy, you had a lousy week of weather in Connecticut. Did you shovel most of the week?
Actually, it was just Wednesday, but of course, timing was horrible for the Thanksgiving holiday. But yeah, we had a rough 6 or 8 hours. It was really, it hurt to be outside. Sleet and the ice that was coming out of the sky was painful.
So I drove in that. My sister and brother-in-law live outside of Hartford, so we came over there for Thanksgiving. Now, smog standards relate to driving, right? Or do they? What is the EPA trying to do with tightening the smog standard?
Well, smog, of course, is mostly a summertime pollutant, mostly in suburban and urban areas, because, as you say, cars put a lot of hydrocarbons into the air. When that mixes with that tongue of sunlight that and stirs up into the atmosphere with all that heat and sunlight, it turns into ozone. And ozone standards have been slowly coming down over the course of the last 20 years as EPA keeps re-reviewing it. You know, they have an internal law that every 5 years they have to review the major air standards in our country, whether it's carbon monoxide or particulate matter, and in this case, the ozone standard. And they put out sort of a preliminary notice of rulemaking that they are intending to try to lower the standard from 75 parts per billion to 65 parts per billion. Now, that doesn't sound like a big change, 75 to 65 for a 24-hour standard. In other words, if your 24-hour average is above that, then you're in violation. But I know in Connecticut, we have a certain number of violation days at the old standard of 75. And if they lower it to 65, we'll have more days in violation. And that affects our ability to apply for our Department of Transportation highway funds. So it will force our state to try to do more to lower ozone releases from cars.
So the penalty they have is one of not giving you funds for transportation innovation,
right,
if you will, rebuilding roads.
Yeah. It's tied to that. Yeah. So your performance with ozone and particulate matter standards are tied to your ability to get federal funding for those districts. Districts that are out of compliant get penalized. But regarding what it does to our lungs, I mean, estimates are that if they lowered the standard from 75 to 65, sounds like a small percentage change, we'd be talking about a 500,000 fewer asthma attacks per year. About 500,000 fewer missed school absences per year. So, and most of that's in the summertime. So you can see that the more we could drop the standard down, you know, is there a threshold below which ozone doesn't have any impact at all? Good luck finding it. So the lower the better is the rule of thumb with ozone in the atmosphere. And you're not protected if you're living 10, 20 miles out of the city. You know, you want to take your kid to that soccer game and have them run like crazy at 4 or 5 in the afternoon after school, and you're in the suburbs. It's not necessarily any better there than it is right downtown.
You probably know the ozone level in the morning and the evening. When I was in China and when I've been in Beijing and Shanghai, mm-hmm. It always seems to me that it's lower in the morning than the evening. There must be clear air that cleans it out at night when people aren't driving as much. Is that true in the United States as well?
Yeah. The theory, it's not that the clear air cleans it out quite so much, but ozone is so reactive that it reacts out all night long on surfaces, on sidewalks, on cars, on buildings, on billboards, so that by the time the morning comes, the ozone has sort of been reacted out of the atmosphere, and then all day it starts building back up. So the rule of thumb, you know, if this was a summertime story, I'd say, folks, tomorrow morning, get out there early, do your lawn mowing, do your jogging before 10 a.m. if it's going to be an air pollution alert day. You know, what EPA has done, along with trying to slowly, incrementally lower the ozone standard, is give air pollution forecasts. So it gives us a fighting chance to know when it's going to be really toxic for our lungs to try to perform. But For now, I think it's a good thing that EPA is trying. They're going to have a big fight with industry, automakers, and power plants, because this will make them curtail even more, put more controls on. But smog is something that, you know, we can do. The less, the better.
Now, cow manure and my drinking water. What are you talking about, my drinking water in Ohio and cow manure?
Well, I don't know where exactly your drinking water comes from, but if your water comes from a private well and you're within range of, say, dairy farms, which this particular story was about Wisconsin and, you know, the dairy belt, but more and more people want to live out in pastoral, rural, agricultural areas. And if you're living in an area that's into dairy farming, you're probably drinking the groundwater from a private well. And this one county had 30 to 40% of its private wells that were too high in nitrate and bacteria because of all the dairy farming and the cow manure. So that manure that's sitting there, if it's not picked up, if it's not properly composted and kept away from the water table, can do a lot of damage to the resource that we call groundwater. And that can be very toxic to babies because nitrate in groundwater can cause anemia, can even in extreme cases can cause death because it's toxic to the red blood cells, causes hemolysis. So, you know, the bottom line is that EPA is being asked in this county and needs to be more on top of these large agricultural practices that lead to groundwater contamination. And if you've got a private well, test it for nitrate, test it for bacteria. Those are the two hallmark indicators that your well is being affected by a farm. It may also, in that case, be affected by pesticides. Good to test for that as well.
Now, Gary, what's not toxic? You talked about statins fight more than just high blood lipid levels.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure this is a story that you might appreciate being a physician, into cardiac health. But things like Lipitor and Zocor have been shown in animal trials to be anti-inflammatory to the point where the particulate matter that we talked about a few minutes ago, it may help offset the toxic effects to the cardiovascular system of air pollution, like particulate matter. We know that when particulate matter is breathed into the deep lungs, it causes an inflammatory reaction to our blood vessels. And it appears that these statins, when they are taken for months prior to the air pollution episodes, can actually soften or mitigate some of that inflammatory reaction and help people not have to rush off to the emergency room or have a cardiac event because of high air pollution. You know, pollution is a killer. Air pollution is known to be a killer. Statins, now nobody's saying, oh, well, double your dose of statin or start taking statins if there's going to be an air alert day. We don't have enough data to confirm that yet or to say how they should be prescribed for that. But it is now very interesting that the statins are doing more than just adjusting lipid levels. They also seem to be anti-inflammatory, lead to some new therapies for air pollution.
And when we come back, we're going to talk more about that because chronic statin use, as you say, is good at decreasing infections causing permanent chronic inflammatory disease and the chronic inflammatory changes in the brain that are known as Alzheimer's and can cause dementia. So that's one of the other advantages. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well. Thanks, Gary Ginsberg, for a great section again.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief.
You can find out more information on the Prevalief Oasis product and all the great Prevalief products at Prevalief.com. PrevaLeaf.com. To stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalief.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You get a do-over. You can do it. Everyone can get a do-over. And that's what this program's all about, teaching you how to get your do-over. I should make a confession. There is a book coming out. This is Your Do-Over, How to Get Your Second Chance to the Life You Want to Live. And it comes out February 24th. You can pre-order it on Amazon. Go ahead and do it. Make my day. In number one of the stories that Gary Ginsberg had that we didn't get time for is about e-cigarettes and carcinogens. E-cigarettes, in a Japanese scientist study, said that they can cause, in this one brand consistently had, 8 to 10 times the level of cancer-causing agents as regular tobacco. Incredible, right? It's supposed to be healthier. Uh-uh. They put it out into the air and into the lung of the smoker. It's the latest blow to an invention once heralded as less harmful than smoking. The electronic devices, increasingly popular around the world, particularly among teenagers in the United States. Fastest growing group, 13 to 15 year olds. Horrible. It's the tobacco industry's way of trying to hook youngsters on nicotine. It's really horrible. It's a disgusting thing. It functions by heating flavored liquor, liquid rather, often contains nicotine, into a vapor that is inhaled, much like traditional cigarettes, but without as much smoke. Still puts out stuff into the air, even though it doesn't look like smoke. That's right, it's really disgusting. Anyway, this is researchers commissioned by the Japanese Health Ministry found carcinogens such as formaldehyde, acetaldehyde, in vapor produced by several types of e-cigarettes liquid, and at much higher levels, if you will. Formaldehyde, the substance found in building materials and embalming fluid, was present at much higher levels than in regular cigarettes. In one brand of e-cigarettes, the team found more than 8 to 10 times the level of carcinogens contained in one regular cigarette, in one, if you will, smoking, if you will, in the vapor that you would receive. Especially when the wire, which vaporizes the liquid, gets overheated, and that's common in the less expensive ones that our teenagers buy, less expensive e-cigarette device. It's really disgusting because the worst, if you will, the highest level is in those most vulnerable, the 13 to 15-year-olds. Disgusting. And these things, I think, are much worse than even cigarettes. And cigarettes are about as bad a thing as we know. But especially when the wire gets overheated, higher amounts of those harmful substances are produced. Supporters of e-cigarettes say the devices are a safer alternative to traditional tobacco, whose bouquet of toxic chemicals and gases causes cancer, heart disease, strokes, impotence, wrinkles, everything else. So Kun Ugata, who is the lead scientist who did this at the National Institute of Public Health in Japan, looked at a machine that inhaled 10 sets of 15 puffs, and that's what they did. So this was actually in the smoker, but in addition, they tested the levels in the atmosphere and found the levels in the smoker were much higher, and the levels in the atmosphere were also higher. So you can call them e-cigarettes, but the products are totally different from regular tobacco and much more lethal if you look at what the Japanese Ministry of Health study showed. So this is the UN health body. They should be banned from indoor public spaces, and they should be banned for individuals as well. I think these actually should end up being regulated to a higher degree than even cigarettes are in the United States, because they look like, if you look at this Japanese study, they have longer term serious effects than the U.S., than regular, even regular cigarettes do. Let's turn our tide to chronic fatigue syndrome. And these are two studies of chronic fatigue syndrome, one, again, from Japanese research, another from a study in the United States. They both looked at people with chronic fatigue syndrome and at their brains through, if you will, complex MRI or pictures of the brain studies, functional MRI. The most striking finding is that in people with the disorder, the white matter of the right hemisphere appears to be abnormally shaped, and in the gray matter, they had a inflammatory response, which looked like it was a encephalitis or a serious inflammation in the brain. These are both small studies, meaning they were compared of 15 or 20 people in the test group and 10 controls. So the Institute of Medicine is conducting a separate research program in the United States, but this looks like it's an encephalomyelitis and an inflammatory thing. So this is a, we have a growing sense, if you will, that this illness should be taken very, very seriously. It is not a benign illness. We don't know what causes it, but there's more attention going to be paid to it. That's always a good thing. Now, the other article that I thought was extremely interesting and unusual was that the, how do I say this easily, that the lunches that kids are eating, and I mentioned this earlier, if you eat, if you bring a brown bag lunch, and this was a Baylor study of Texas lunches, kindergarten through eighth grade in a Houston school, that the brown bag lunches from home are packed with significantly fewer fruits and vegetables, plus twice as much salt and sugar than school-provided lunches, and the school-provided lunches were horrible, which means we really have to learn how to get healthier nutrients. The other very interesting study is one on can athletes be vegans? So you'd say LeBron James lost about 25 pounds over the summer, and he looked emaciated, but he said he felt great. But his on-the-court performance was relatively lackluster at first. Well, it turns out that the question was asked, can vegans be athletes, be professional athletes? And what they found is the protein is often diminished in the vegan diet. Protein can be found in plants, seeds, or soy, but it's much less absorbable than the normal protein, so you need to eat a ton of beans. Yeah, beans will do it, but you need to eat cupfuls and cupfuls a day. It's just not nuts and beans and soy and tofu. You've got to keep eating it, and you need a multivitamin as well, because the people who go vegan are often short of the B vitamins that are found, especially B12, that's found only in meat. So make sure if you are going vegan, you take half of a multi morning and evening. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on health on RadioMD.com. We'll be right back and talk more about the subjects that are most interesting to you. But for now, remember, if you do go vegan, half of a multi morning and evening, plus vitamin D, 2,000 international units a day. We'll be right back.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her Radio with Michelle King Robeson.
I'm going to be totally honest because that's all I know how to do, and my life is an open book anyway. Give me a tip to develop a deeper connection with myself, right? That's what I'm struggling with.
The short answer is to do less in general and make it more meaningful.
And Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
My friend and colleague, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who's the 18th Surgeon General of the United States.
Thank you for having me, and thank you both for what you do to get the health message and public health messages out there.
The naked truth about women.
Michelle, what comes to your mind?
Friendships.
Oh, okay.
Healthy women cultivating friendships. I mean,
we bond.
Right, exactly.
We bond like there's no tomorrow, and it's so healthy, and there's so much scientific research.
Listen live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well. If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I feel like I should do a Dr. Oz segment in case you missed it, going over everything we've covered in the 2 hours of the show. But I don't feel like I have enough time to do that because we've got so many other stories still to cover. But maybe I'll do it. I'll make a judgment in a few seconds. We do have a Real Age Tip of the Week. We're going to talk about, is there healthy fast food? One of the questions you asked. But first I want to talk about this. Only 3 in 10 Americans have HIV under control, according to a CDC report. That's right. There are 1.2 million infected people with HIV in the United States. And of those, only... this is ridiculous. Only 360,000 of the 1.2 million were taking HIV drugs consistently enough to suppress the virus to very low levels, which would decrease the risk of transmitting it to others, as well as decrease their risk of dying it. 20% of the 1.2 million, 240,000, didn't know they were infected. 10% were prescribed anti-HIV medicines known as antiviral treatment, but were not getting the virus under control. And 66% had been diagnosed, but were not getting regular care. This is ridiculous. So they're infecting more people. And worse than that is, if you will, it risks chronic disease getting out of control, increasing costs to all of us. It's like our obesity epidemic. It's like people not taking their blood pressure medicines. What do we do about this? Do we just say, tough luck, this is society, will still pay? Or do we say, no, 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 you don't take your medicines, you don't get it under control, after 2 years, we're not going to pay, or you have to pay more? Or how do we do this? How do we do it as a society? That's really the major question, because if we don't do this, if we don't get it under control, this chronic disease stuff, diabetes, obesity, if we don't learn to manage stress, if we don't do physical activity, if we don't start eating right, and we keep the obesity up, we're not going to have money for anything else. No research, no jobs, no anything else. So this is a major problem. Are we going to spend it all on health care for people who aren't spending it on, who aren't caring enough about their own bodies to take a little control? And this is going to be a real major issue for us going forward. This is even people who were getting the medicines free. It's like the VA. At the VA, if you fill your prescription, if you get a blood pressure prescription, only 60% of the veterans who, and they get the drug free, only 60% fill it, and of those 60%, half don't take it the way it's prescribed. It's ridiculous. And so they get serious complications from high blood pressure that all of us pay for. And it seems to me that we've got to do something to get people to understand they've got to do it for themselves. They've got to be a little effort they put in, or else we're not going to have the society we care about. What did we cover today? LDL level you should shoot for, 50. You should get your vitamin D level checked if you're under 2 years of age. That is, you should check it, get it checked for your kid. If you're pregnant, or if you're over 65, in between, just take 2,000 international units of vitamin D2-3 a day. Get it from different manufacturers so you have at least two different brands you're taking, and then get your level measured if you care about it. Being overweight increases 400,000 cancers a year. 23% of the cancers in the United States thought due to being overweight, excess calories. E-cigarettes contain 10 times more carcinogens than regular cigarettes, according to a Japanese study. Fewer than the good news on cigarettes, fewer than 18% of American adults are smoking cigarettes, lowest level ever. The majority of the U.S. people think the gluten-free diet will boost health. Most of them, if it feels good, do it. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. But the data are that only about 7% have intolerance to gluten. Can athletes be vegans? Yes. Brown bag or cafeteria tray? Kids are not eating healthy. You need to get a half of a multivitamin morning and night for them to get healthier. Is plastic surgery a treatment for migraines? Yes. Carpal tunnel, the trigger of migraines seems to be, it's a brain disease, but it seems to be triggered by compression of arteries or nerves, and you can get that treated with Botox. And yes, the more permanent treatment is to a inexpensive surgical procedure that can be done by many more surgeons and many more times than it's being done. Only 2,000 or 3,000 people have gotten it done. Probably someplace around 15 million can get it done. As I said, the 13, if you will, the story 13 on my list is that calorie counts are coming to chain restaurants. We need them more. Gary Ginsberg saying that the EPA is trying to tighten the smog standards for good reason, that it is very toxic. And data from chronic fatigue syndrome patients means that they may have inflammation in their brain. And now let's go to the last tip of the week. And this is a question. The question was sent in by Katie via email. All the fast food places now have healthy entrees and salads, or so they claim. How healthy are they really? And the idea of healthy fast food, Katie, is a desire more devoutly to be wished than great sex, or more mysterious than the contents of the McRib sandwich with its 70-plus ingredients. You can make the best choices for the environment, though. Order a salad, your environment. Order a salad, but be wary of the dressing choices. Be wary of cheese on it. Be wary of bacon bits on it. So get rid of those. Choose low-fat balsamic over creamy Caesar at Mickey D's, and watch out for healthy food chains that sneak in high sugar and fat, even in a smoothie. Our advice? Do fast food only when there's no other healthy choice. Pick a salad, use drive-thru, and keep muttering, you deserve the rewards of good, nutritious food, a bigger brain, snazzier sex life, and more energy. the real age benefit of eating a great diet as opposed to the worst diet you can have, about 27 years younger. That's a huge number. 27 years younger. It's the second biggest event in real age you can try. And that's the real age tip of the week. One more thing. We should tell you one of these great new discoveries, a smartwatch. You know them like the Apple Watch and the other things that you wear on your wrist. Well, it appears they can predict a seizure 20 minutes before it's happening. You may be able to inject some medicine to prevent it. And your friends can get notified of this so that they can help you not have a complication of that seizure, like hitting your head or seizing and hurting yourself in some way. And that's the wonderful news of the week. We've gone through a series of great news stories this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. Remember, you can take control. If you do the five healthy things, one of which is a waist less than half your height, another, control your blood pressure, control your LDL cholesterol, control your blood sugar, no cotinine, no tobacco products in your urine, you have less than a 20% chance than everyone else has of having chronic disease. Keep listening to Radio MD and stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalief Oasis product and all the great Prevalief products at Prevalief.com. Prevalief.com to stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalief.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.